Hashem designed this world with both chesroinus and shleimus, meaning perfection, and failings. The way Hashem designed it is that any aspect of perfection that can be found in this world has its root in connecting to Hashem. And every aspect of failing, every chisaron, anything that's missing in this world, any darkness we experience in this world is equivalent to its measure of being disconnected from Hashem, Hester Panim. Everything we see in the world as wondrous, perfect, amazing, awesome, both in a physical sense and in a spiritual sense, is a reflection, or better, it's a branch of the shleimus, the totality of perfection of Hashem. Let's think of it this way. In terms of a man-made structure, if we were to see a beautiful building, awesome architecture, and we're amazed by it, we're overcome, it connects us to that structure, to that building. The building has made an imprint upon us. In truth, the building isn't a thing for itself. It's just an expression of the designer and the builders of the structure, their ideas, their inspiration, their imagination, their vision, are all incorporated into the beautiful work of art that you're witnessing when you see this building. You're connecting to them through their work. Now, if their work doesn't represent anything in particular, then that connection won't amount to much, other than you'll feel a certain respect and an awe for the designers. Were you to meet them, you would appreciate them, and you would feel connected to them in a certain limited way. But if the design that you're appreciating has a much deeper meaning and it connects you to something spiritual or emotional, you'll feel a much deeper connection to the designer. Let's think of that when someone reads a book. It's also a man-made creation, and it invokes powerful emotions in the reader. Now that reader will feel deeply connected to the author because he is connected through a part of the author, his book. So this is just a superficial example to the world and Hashem. When we witness an amazing part of creation, we see a waterfall, an awe-inspiring mountain, we're witnessing Hashem's creation. But it's more than that. Hashem relates to us. He connects to us through his creation because he's actively creating. Machadesh b'chol yom tuvay. So it's as if Hashem is broadcasting an image directly to us when we see that part of the world. The more we're inspired and understand what we're really looking at, the greater connection we're forming with Hashem at that moment. This is part of what the Ramchal means, that every aspect of this world, every iota of perfection that exists, is a branch of the root, is just an anaf of the shoresh, as he says, of the ultimate perfection, which is Hashem himself. Connecting to it, appreciating it, understanding what it represents, and appreciating the creator behind it and what he wanted from it, is benefiting from Hashem's shleimus. Every opportunity to connect to Hashem in this world is an aspect of Hashem lighting up the world. Every instance where a person chooses not to see Hashem's hand is a moment of Hester Panim, of Chisaron, of darkness. And it takes us further away from perfection. Every person is always between two choices. He can utilize the world around him to connect Hashem, to move from the outward display of perfection closer to the true inner meaning of it, which is Hashem's presence. Or he can choose to ignore Hashem's presence, to attribute what he sees to chance. By doing that, he's turning off the light of creation, and by doing so, he's actively distancing himself from Hashem, and thereby losing a chance to achieve perfection, and losing the chance to enjoy the only good thing there really is to enjoy in this world, which is connecting to Hashem, enjoying that toiv, which is the being a part of the only thing which is really perfect, which is really good in this world, being connected to Hashem.